Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio's Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. And the Lord our God, yes, he is in the midst. Let us open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we love you, we honor you, we adore you, Lord God. We thank you that you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are the Almighty God. Hallelujah. And you see all. You know all. Nothing slips between the cracks with you, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we just thank you right now. Hallelujah. That your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being here with us. We don't take it lightly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We don't take it lightly, and we thank you for being here. Once again, we want to dedicate this broadcast to you, every part of it, the things that people can see and hear, and then everything that's behind the scenes, we dedicate it all to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So that you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we lift up our speaker to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for touching him right now, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, touching every cell, organ, and tissue of his body in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now that every part of him and me and all of us functions in the perfection that you created it to function. And we give you glory right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once again, welcome everyone. Good to see all of you here tonight on the line with us. Praise the Lord for each and every one of you. Amen. We're continuing on with our Thursday. But as we get ready to go into it, I think probably by now most everyone knows that of the great man of God, Charles Stanley, who went home to be with the Lord, was it yesterday or day before yesterday, and he was 90, and he had been such a blessing in my life over the years, as he has for many people. So we would just like to, you know, pray over his family at this time of their bereavement over the ministry. I'm sure he was retired, but I'm sure they're in bereavement as well. So, Lord, we just lift up Charles Stanley's family, his ministry, Lord God, everyone who knew him and who followed even the work that you had for him to do over all these years. We thank you, Lord God, that you touch everyone's heart right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for peace beyond all understanding, guarding all hearts and minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that we will be able to see him again. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Lord God, for allowing him to have so much time here on this earth before you brought him home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So our speaker, we started the beginning of this month, and we've had him here with us all month. His name is Elder Gerondo Thompson, and he's been in the FM radio business, FM Christian radio business, for over 20 years. So he shared with us his personal testimony, and then last week he shared with us how the ministry began, and you know, those beginnings were something else, along with his testimony. Amen. So tonight, what we're going to talk about is what is going on right now and what the Lord has revealed to him about the future. Glory to God. Even as we, before I open up his line and we get started, and he'll probably say this himself, thank you all for feeding into his ministry. We found out that he's getting more equipment, updating equipment to bring the station up to full capacity. We'll probably hear more about that today. And just so we catch you in the beginning, in case the Lord leads you to give, he has a Zelle, and his Zelle is 314-600-0564. So his Zelle, actually his Zelle and his PayPal are 314-600-0564. And some of you have given already, so we praise God for you, for giving, for seeding in, and we pray Deuteronomy 1:10-11, a thousandfold blessing for each of you who have given already, and even those who plan to give, and even those who are praying for him, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all. Now, welcome, Elder Gerondo. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you again, Prophet. I'm glad to be here, and I'm just thankful that the Lord has allowed me this opportunity to serve him at this stage of my life. And so I'm just, thankful for the opportunity to be on Get 'Em Radio and the last few weeks. And I tell you, it's just been a blessing. I didn't know that Pastor Stanley had passed. And it's, I tell you, I had just last weekend, I had bought a new bookcase for my office. And I was just straightening up some of the books and things that, putting them, keeping them together and everything. And I used to get the, and you probably did too, the In Touch monthly booklet that they would send out. And
right.
I noticed I hadn't got any in a while. I said, wait a minute, I need to call them. And but I didn't know that he had went on to be with the Lord. What a great ministry he had, had. I really enjoyed his broadcast and his teaching. It was, just a blessing to the body of Christ, I believe. But I am so glad that he has other people that are following in the vineyard and doing what he wants us to do, and including Get 'Em Ministries, and I am thankful for what he's blessing me to do with Regeneration Outreach Center. And so I'm happy to be a part of, I consider myself a part of God in the Midst Ministries right now. So I want you to know that last week I think I said it, but I know people got it. But I am so thankful for the opportunity again to share with the listeners. And I had a chance to be in prayer this week with for some of the ministry leaders and yourself and Pastor Mom and others. So I'm just looking forward for the Lord to just show us what he wants to happen tonight, so that his people might be blessed again. So that's what I look forward to.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. We consider you a part of the Get 'Em Radio family as well. Amen.
Praise God. That's awesome. It's not often you find those that are living the life that God has called. Sometimes we lose focus, I think, on what we should be doing versus what we want to do. And I've been in that place before. So, but I just thank God I'm in a place where he wants me to be, and I'm looking forward to serving him in this stage of my life. I don't know how much longer I got or what all I have to do, but I'm willing and able and ready to serve the way that he desires me to serve. So I'm so glad that we have this opportunity now with KWAP and what radio stations that are east of the Mississippi, the call letters have to begin with a K. And I'm sorry, with a W. East of the Mississippi with a W. And west of Mississippi, which we are, it has to be again with a K. And so when I was getting the license for the station and trying to figure out call letters, I wanted something, scripture or biblical that reflect what we're doing. And so what I came up with was KWAP, and it was available. And what I termed that to mean was kingdom worship and praise. So that's what we want to happen with KWAP, so the listeners know. I don't think I shared that with too many people, but at least the Get 'Em family knows what it means now.
Amen.
So that's what KWAP means. So we're in the final stages of getting everything done that needs to be done. And I was fortunate and able to reach out one morning this week to schedule an appointment with the tower company that's going to do the work. And we scheduled an appointment for, he's available for the third week of May, and we're looking at the third week of May of getting it done. Based on the weather, you know, we have to, you know, plan that like maybe the week prior to, as far as what days. It'll take 2 days, 1 day to take down the old stuff and the next day to, you know, install the new stuff. So we're looking forward to sometime in the middle, the third week of March, I should say, for everything to be complete. Yeah. And so I was waiting for, you know,
week of,
I'm sorry.
You said the third
I'm
week
sorry.
Of May.
Yes, yes. So if they want to be in prayer with us for that, that everything would go well, that's appreciated too. So you mentioned the information for us, those that would like to sow into the ministry. It is a ministry. It's not me personally. It's a nonprofit organization, and so the station is nonprofit as well. So for those that do long forms with your income taxes and you make a donation at the end of the year, we'll make sure that we get out to you a statement reflecting the donations that you gave, or this time or any other time that you choose to give. And we will make sure all that happens. So, like, also, Apostle, I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not. I don't think I had a chance to. We were just so enlightening what God was doing in the ministry in the past and the works in the past. I don't know if I got a chance to say this, but if you do make a donation, whatever it is, and you're okay with us mentioning you on the air as a sponsor, or when we get our website up, having your name as a sponsor, if you're okay with that, please, to that same number that you use for the Zelle or the PayPal information, you could text me your name and your day and month that you were born, not the year, but your day and month, your birthday, and we would like to have that information along to make sure that we also support and let our listeners know that are sponsoring and being a support to us, that we appreciate them as well. So that's something that's important to me. You know, I understand if you can't, you know, because some, you know, everybody's husband or wife ain't saved, and they might not want donations known that are going out there, but we will appreciate you as well and pray for you as well if you don't want your information out there as far as your name and that you're a sponsor of the station. But we do want to acknowledge all those that are willing to accept that. We will acknowledge you, like I said, on the air as well as on our site.
Okay. Great.
So we did. Actually, I got a call right when I was getting ready to go.
Let's say the phone number one more time. You get ready to go into what you're going to say.
Okay.
The phone number is 314-600-0564. That's his Zelle. That's also his PayPal. That's also where you would want to text to let him know your name, your birth date, just the date, I mean the month and the year. Give him that information.
Year. Month and the day. The month
and
the
day.
Day.
I'm sorry, not the year. Not the year. Because a lot of us might not send back anything if you say put the year on. So the month and the day. And your name, and if you want to be acknowledged, you know, I have a birthday coming up next month, so
Okay.
I don't know. I might. What? And especially that's around the time when you're going to get the new equipment in. So
what's your birthday?
Cool. The 28th of May.
28th. Oh yeah. Good Lord willing, we should be on and up and going. I can actually tell you something about getting everything completed is from the, what is that, the 15th week, beginning Monday the 15th of May, sometime during that week, between the 15th and the 19th, because they don't work on a weekend. So between the 15th and 19th, the Galar willing, we should have it completed. So we'll be up and running to full capacity by your birthday. We can help you celebrate your birthday.
Right, and my birthday happens to be Pentecost, the day of Pentecost this year.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Do a
praise
lot
the Lord.
Breaking.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Well,
I hope you
great.
Remember what you were to say before I interrupted you.
So basically, what we're trying to do. Right as you and I had talked, right, I think we had a short conversation before the broadcast came on, and so one of the persons that had promised a donation had called and wanted the information again. And I told him I would get back with her because I said, I'm going to be on a 2-hour broadcast. And I said, well, call me when you're done. So my kids are helping me do this, and we're going to get this done tonight. And I said, okay. So, but I praise God for his goodness and all the prayers that have been going up for me and for my health this week. It's been a real busy week for me, and that's probably why I didn't get a chance to get the information regarding pets. But I'm praying that God will bless the station enough where this part-time job that I have seemed like lately the last couple of weeks I've been working like 9-hour days, Prophet. And so it's been kind of rough for me. Yeah, three 9-hour days. Yeah, that's part. And they probably. And then today, as I was leaving, and it's like I don't work on Fridays. I work Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And it's one person has been out for a while. Her husband had been ill, and he passed away. I believe it was last Thursday. Last Friday, last Friday. And so they were like, well, you ought to come and work on Fridays with us and until, till she gets back. And I am not looking to do that. I have a lot of work to do, and I'm just trying to, make sure that I don't have a whole lot of, unfortunately, I don't have the help that I need. And so, God gives me the strength and the knowledge and the wisdom. I go ahead and do what I can do, similar to what you did when you were starting the ministry, the radio ministry, 10 years ago? 10 years ago,
yeah.
10 years, yeah. So you know what that's like. But I am so excited about the opportunity to minister to people in the St. Louis area that are saved and that aren't saved. The station slogan is Life, Life 97.5 FM. And I was reading scripture, and the Lord gave me that Life. And as recently I was thinking about doing inspiration, and the Holy Spirit said, no, Life is what you were given. So that's what I'm using. Life 97, it's going to be called Life 97.5 FM. So there will be music and programs to help the community regarding health issues, regarding mental health issues regarding suicide prevention and things like that. And so I've been fortunate and blessed to have some professionals that will be a part of the program. And prayerfully, this will be everything that the community needs in order to see how to get the help and assistance they need. One part of the ministry that I don't know if I had a chance to mention was that I worked for the state of Missouri for about 3 years in Department of Social Services, and I was a caseworker. And I tell you what, I thank God for the opportunity to meet the people that I met, you know, had a chance to meet. And there were folks that were, you know, there are a lot of people out there that aren't saved. And it's not that they don't want to know the Lord or go to church. Sometimes people just don't have somebody to talk to them and tell them about God. I'll never forget one opportunity I had. I was in a private office one day. Because not often I had a private office. You have shared cubicles. And depending on how busy you are, you might be in one of the private offices because it would be so crowded. And there was this young lady, and I believe she was in her mid-30s, and her mother, and they came to see me. And probably they both had cancer. You hear me? They both had cancer. Neither one of them had a church home. Neither one of them were, you know, born again or anything. And I asked them, could I pray for them? And you know, the mother was really thankful. And I try to share more information with people than what they were coming to the office for. You know, there are outside agencies that can help you as well as, you know, even more so than what, you know, the food stamps or the medical might do. There's other agencies out there as well. So my opportunity working for the state of Missouri for 3 years, that gave me a lot of insight to how you can help folks. I mean, there were people that at the time I just came back to, I have moved back to St. Louis, and I was, at the time I was worshiping, I hadn't joined, but I was at another church, and I would invite people to church, and some of them, I might have missed one Sunday because of whatever reason, and I would go there, and I would see the person that I invited to church showing up. So people are out there, they are willing to know about the Lord, and you know, we just have to take the time and the want to do that. And so I thank God. I shared with the minister, you know, the ministry part on how that when I first read in St. Matthew about the harvest. Remember, I was sharing that either last week or week before about the harvest. Yes. The fields are white, but the laborers are few. And so. The word of God is true. What it says is true. And so there was, you know, I just feel like, you know, I was one person when I was there. Mm-hmm. There was a couple other folks that were saved, and I didn't allow people to tell me how to do my job, because some folks, you know, like it would be lunchtime or whatever, and I'd be at my desk, didn't go anywhere. I might have finished my lunch, and the phone would be ringing, and somebody's visiting me, a coworker, and they were like, "Yo, why are you doing that? Just let it ring. Let it ring." You know, I believe today the reason that I'm blessed when I go to my doctor's appointments or the hospital and things like that when I was in the hospital, the reason I got the treatment that I got is because of what I've sown into other folks' life. You know, a lot of times we don't realize what people are going through, and it's okay to be nice, to be respectful. Sometimes, you know, they you know, you don't get treated like you should. But if you live right, the Lord will turn that situation around. He will turn that situation around. And there are a lot of folks out there that are hurting, that are needing help, and prayerfully, hopefully, I believe God, that this station is going to be a station that folks can turn to any time of the day and receive what they're looking for. I shared last week about some of my experiences in North Carolina at the station there, and how some of all ages, I had, there was one brother who I can't remember what caused him to have a cane, but he would come by the station just to sit and talk to me and talk with me. And so there are people out there. If you're wondering, well, what can I do? Yeah, you know, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a prophet, I'm not an apostle, I'm not a minister, I'm not an elder, but you could still be a witness for the Lord. Your testimony about your life, you can be there for somebody. You can hear. You can be an ear to hear what they want to say, and then you could get an opportunity to minister to them and invite them to the church and or invite them, you know, to salvation. You know, so
yeah,
it's important.
And invite them.
I'm sorry.
I said, and invite them to be saved right then and right there.
Right.
And,
that's right. That's right. And so I'm just excited about it's been a struggle with this thing, but I know putting my trust in God that everything's going to work out fine. Earlier today,
so
the Holy Spirit.
I wanted to ask a question when you finish that statement.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
The Holy Spirit gave me when I got home, later on this evening, I was on the computer. I started putting together folders with different songs, you know, for the station. And the Holy Spirit had put in my mind about this particular song, and I got a chance to do that. So God has been leading me and guiding me. I want the listeners to know that. I want the ministry to know that. And I do what the Lord guides me and leads me to do. That's how I believe the station is a blessing to people, and that's how I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed when I see other folks blessed. That's my blessing. When I see that the message is getting out there and folks are hearing the word or a song that reaches them, and that changes their life, that makes me happy to see that I'm doing, and I'm so glad to be doing what God wants me to do.
Amen. So now I don't think we've ever talked about this before. Is the station running right now?
Yeah.
At lower capacity?
I mentioned it briefly. Right. I mentioned it briefly. If you're last week, and if you're in, and thank you for asking that question again anyway, because some people might not have heard it. And but right now, if you're in like the Normandy area, Pagedale, even some parts of U City, Ferguson for sure, Cool Valley, some early parts of Florissant. So it just depends because of several reasons, because of the antennas not tuned to the right. The antennas are like probably like 20-something years old. They were donated to me when we first got started. The antennas, and then they're not tuned to the right frequency. They're tuned between 97.5 and 97.7, because I started out at 97.5. So they're halfway between that. So between the antennas being old and not on the right frequency and the cable that goes to the equipment from the antennas all the way down the tower, that was operating at 40-some percent So with the new antennas and the new cable and everything and being tuned to the right frequency, hopefully, prayerfully, that'll get the signal to be where it should be and actually get, because it depends on where you're at. Some parts, even a city, you can get it, and then it'll fade in and out. And I know how people are. You know, you want to hear what you're hearing, and you don't want to, you be driving, and then all of a sudden you can't hear a song that you might like. And you can't
right.
hear the end of it, or it starts fading in and fading out. So that was my issue with not trying to really promote it until we got everything going. That was because I know that's important. You know, you can't. And then sometimes some people are not going to want to sponsor a program or their business, you know, being a sponsor if they can't reach. Even though I had one business owner, and I'm going to go ahead and mention him because he gave me some good advice, and he's going to be a sponsor of the station. I just know it. We talked about it before, but Ward Heating and Cooling. And we were getting a new furnace in, and that was about maybe 3 years ago. Our furnace had went out downstairs for the downstairs. And he was saying, well, you know what, just go to the business in the community where you are reaching right now. And so there are people out there that will support, and now we'll be getting out into the neighborhood trying to get sponsors to get, you know, keep the expenses and everything going where I don't have to keep loaning out of my pocket. So I pray God's blessing will, you know, just manifest itself in a mighty way. And I'm looking forward to. I believe it will. I'm not doubting it at all. I'm not doubting it at all. And then most of all, like I said, I just want to see God moving in some people's lives, especially those that aren't born again.
Amen. Amen. So, the way that the station is, it's playing music all day,
and right now.
It's going to be right now. But in the future, when everything is up to capacity, and then some churches are going to come on, or there'll be different programming.
So daily, you know, there'll be some thoughts of the day and things like that. Some that
okay.
we'll get different ones to do for us, and then there'll be featured messages that we'll hear from
okay.
time to time. That's, you know, that's one of the things that the Lord had given me. There's going to be programs for men, for women, for children, young people, and then for the most part. Unless God, you know, does something, tells me something different. As far as just church broadcasts, those will probably be on Saturdays and Sundays. And then the other things I'm telling you about, we have programs there. There's some Christian counseling professionals that, you know, from time to time we'll have, you know, programs like that during the week and the other, you know, things that I mentioned to you. Programs for men, women, and young people and things like that, as well as health
okay.
programs. I got some people from BJC, some nurses, and different medical professionals that will be giving out information to help us, letting us know when we need to be getting checkups and different kind of things done at different ages and what's going on right now. As far as things that are out there, viruses, infection, diseases, and things like that, and how to, you know, protect yourself and do things like that. So the thing is, we want to be a blessing to the community and educate them on what's available for them, what kind of help is available for them, and what things they can do. And then the churches, they're going to be some churches that we're going to sponsor in the sense that, like, if there's someone that wants to give their life to Christ or whatever, and, you know, whether they have, you know, they may or may not have transportation, so we'll refer them to a, you know, church, you know, hopefully that it will be close to them to go and attend church services, and, you know, we'll pass that information on to the churches as well that we will be affiliated with. So those are some of the things that we're going to do for the community. We have interviews from time to time with different ministries and different musical artists and things like that as well.
Okay. Amen. So you told us where it reaches right now, Normandy, Ferguson, Cool Valley, Florissant, maybe into the city of St. Louis.
Some parts of Florissant, yeah, cities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And but see, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I guess because of the weather, my phone is, I'm not hearing, it's cutting in and out. I guess because of the weather, what's going on, I apologize for that. So I don't mean to interrupt you. So go ahead and say what you were saying.
And you know what? Something may be going on with my phone. Let me make sure I'm not on my Wi-Fi. Okay, I'm not. I thought it might be me too. I was saying when everything is up to full capacity and you know, 2 or 3 weeks or so, what's the area that 97.5 will be able to cover at that point?
You know, the FCC gives you, based on the power that you're able to do and everything, they give you an area that you're supposed to cover. And my engineer, we talked about that, you know, when I first got started. And so we're going to wait and see, you know, because I believe God's going to do a miraculous thing. But according to the coverage map, and I'm going to get it out right quick. According to the coverage map, we're supposed to be going to right across the river downtown. Here's one online. Okay. We're supposed to be, according to the coverage map, we're supposed to be going, this is areas where you can get it when you're in the car, if you drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to go out to beginning of St. Charles, then west out to Maryland, cover Cree Corps, Maryland, Heights, right outside Thomas Country, then going down southwest to Kirkwood, Afton, East St. Louis, Washington Park, covered all of Granite City, Madison, and then coming back north, Bell Fountain, and East Alton. Now, then in the second...
That's a big difference.
Yeah, I know. So the second circle, which is Florissant, Brixton, those areas, University City, Northwoods, Bell Fountain, Spanish Lake, Delwood. Now, in this last circle, you should be able to get it in your homes. Ferguson, Overland, Northwoods, Paisdale, and parts of University City. So in that second circle that I, before I just did this last one, you may or may not be able to get it in your homes. If you're in in the second story, FM works different. It works, you know, by height, tower height. And so the type of station, it's a low powered FM station, and right now the maximum power we're supposed to be at is 100 watts. That's based on how high your antennas are on a tower or on a building somewhere. And so, you know, if you go over 100 feet or the ground elevation, actually the ground elevation where the tower is now, it's a higher ground elevation, okay? So even at 100 feet, I can't be at 100 watts. You have to come down. So the higher you go above 100 feet, the lower your wattage go. But FM works by height. You know, the higher you are, the better you are as far as your signal. It's unlike AM. So that's how FM works. The higher you are, the better your signal is. So we're going up 20 feet to 100 feet. Right now we're at 80 feet. And I don't know if I probably forgot to mention that. So we're going to be at 100 feet plus new antennas, plus tuned to the right frequency, plus new cable. So that should help us. Now, to be honest with you, I've been downtown. I've driven downtown like down Page or Martin Luther King, going downtown. And different places you can hear it. Again, it might be statically in some places, and you might get it clear for a minute. But like I said, I hope this will all fix everything that we're trying to do to operate to get the signal to cover the way it should be covered. So,
wow.
Yeah. So if there's a thing online, called Radio Dash. It's Radio Locator. If you Google Radio Locator, and then it'll have a box in there where you can put in a station's call letters, or you can actually put in a city or a state. But if you go to Radio Locator and you put in where it says station call letters and KWAP, and then you see this coverage map I was talking about, and it'll show you where the signal should go. And then it also, you see the information about my construction permit and the expiration date and things like that.
Okay. That sounds
cool. Yeah, you can see the information I was just reading off to you where it goes. That's from the FCC. That's not from my engineer. That's the, they print this out based off of what the FCC says that I should be able to cover. Now, unfortunately, just like in life and anything else, some radio stations cheat. So, for example,
okay,
there was a station down in, Potosi, Missouri, and it had the same frequency as mine. And they were clearly broadcasting at a higher power than what they should have, because they were coming right up here and covering St. Louis like St. Louis was in Potosi. And so there are stations that do cheat, just like anything else in life, any other business, whether they're Christian or not. And some people have lost their license for not doing the standards, just ignoring the FCC and ignoring, they give you warnings and things like that, and the fines are steep. And there are some stations that just broadcast at a higher power than they're supposed to, and so that'll interfere with other stations.
They may have more than 100 watts. So they may be higher.
Oh, no. Yeah. Those are regular stations. So low powered FM stations are the only stations that were allowed to go. The only what they call NC, non-commercial educational stations. This is what any nonprofit station is called, an NCE. And those are usually from 87.1 to 90.9. Anything on those dials are non-commercial educational stations, with the exception of LPFM. For some reason, they were trying to get a lot of these. I think President Obama was in office when this happened. So the chief that he had that was in over the FCC, they were thinking that they would get like thousands and thousands of these stations when they opened it up across the country, when they opened the window for people to apply. But it didn't happen that way. And these stations are, there are a lot of restrictions. There are some things that even my FCC attorney didn't know regarding these type of stations. But the Low Power FM are the only ones that are on a commercial band. So if somebody, the commercial band, those stations can be anywhere from 6,000 watts to 50,000 or 100,000 watts, you know, depending on what frequency they're on. Yeah, so, but these are on commercial bands, but they're non-commercial stations.
Okay.
Yeah,
so they have a lot of power. They would overpower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so these were designed for communities, these low-powered FMs. They were designed for communities. But people start getting these, and they try to. There's when people, I've heard stories where people were running these things up to, because you have to buy a certain type of transmitter. It can't be over a certain wattage with the low-powered FM. And I've heard, you know, people running these stations at 200 and 300 watts and that have got caught. And usually what happens is a commercial station will turn them in because they're selling like a regular station, and you can't do that. I think I mentioned to you before, you can't do what's called call to action. So you can't say today only at Prophet Kizzy's Ladies Dress Shop. You can come and buy this dress for $9.99. Call them right now or stop by right now. You can't do those kind of things. You can say that Prophet Kizzy's Dress Shop has a special this week, and it'll last through Friday. You have to do it a certain way. And so it was the only way that the FCC got the commercial radio stations to go along with this, because they were trying to get more community stations, because these stations were, you know, like buying four and five in one city and, you know, and kind of just controlling the market. And so they weren't dealing to the mom and pops or to, you know, just the community anymore. They weren't getting their information out there. So that's what these were designed for. People will try to break the rules.
Right. Right. Well, wow, this is all very interesting, you know, things that we knew nothing about, or I didn't know anything about, you know, how it works, the FM, you know, radio world, how that works. So thank you for explaining that to us. Now, and so you've told us, you know, what's going on right now. You told us even what the Lord has laid on your heart for the future, and the people that's going to be on the broadcast. So thank you. And it sounds good. It sounds really good, like it's going to cover a vast amount of the community.
Yes, yes, it will. And the thing is, too, we want to really make sure that other nonprofits that are out there, legitimate nonprofits that are out there, are exposed. There's a organization out there that helps men and young men, especially, to be a father to their, you know, children, and to help them get jobs and education, you know, and that actually is called Fathers and Families Support Group. And so there's Father and Family Support Center, yeah. So I've experienced what they do, and there's a lot of good organizations out there that can help folks, you know. And so we want to make sure that that information is there as well. And then, too, profits. So when you're out there and you're providing help and information to those that are lost, you know, that's a good opportunity to minister and witness to folks, you know. And
right.
So hopefully this will help a lot of ministries and churches and think, you know, in the area as well. So that's what we're trying to do, because we know that right now is a terrible, our, not only our city, seem like this world, you know, not only the U.S., but seem like this world. When you listen to the news, we're in kind of some dire situations, you know, right now. So prayerfully, this will at least, you know, I'll be doing my part, and along with others that are doing their part, you know, so I just want to make sure I'm doing my part.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to get ready to open up the lines at this point. And if anyone has any comments, questions, any prayer requests, you know, press your number one key, and we will open up the line. Amen. So good to see all of you here. We're going to start with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. Don't know if Pastor Mom is still awake. She had a physical therapy today.
Therapy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they kind of worked her out today. So let's see if Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom are going to open up their line.
Okay.
Pastor
Thank
Mom,
you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you. How are you? I was praying for you all week, and I was praying for you especially today that God will give you strength to make it through that therapy.
Well,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
She was kicking her leg up high. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Yeah, and doing the sit-ups and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, you know, we always ask you to pray for Pastor Mom. So
okay.
Go ahead and pray for her to continue to be
okay.
Strong.
All right. Father God, we just thank you for this day again that you allowed Pastor Mom to be here with us and doing well and listening, able to listen and hear and enjoy what's going on with the broadcast. We thank you how you blessed her through her therapy, and Father God, how you've given her strength, and we believe by faith that it's going to get better and better. And we thank you for her, and we pray that you would give her the mind to do all that she desires to do and know that she can do it by faith through you. And we'll be careful to give you the praise, God. Every thing in her body that's bothering her or aching, Father God, we claim victory over it in the name of Jesus. He said that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. He was bruised for our iniquities, wounded by transgressions, and by his stripes, we're believing for healing. We thank you for healing her body, and we thank you for blessing her and giving her strength to accomplish the things that she desires to do and work for you. And we thank you for all those that are assisting her, Father God. God, give those who are providing the therapy, Father God, direct them in what should be done and how to do it. In Jesus' name, we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory and the thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For praying for me.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. You sound strong, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, she does.
Yeah. Okay, Pastor Catherine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I just want to say a good evening to Elder Thompson, and thank you so much for sharing with us today with some new things. But I have a couple more questions, I think, here. Now, you said you can turn on your 97.5 at any time of the day or the night?
Yes.
Did I hear that?
Yes, this is... Yes, it's a 24-hour station. Again, like I'm in a two-story house in Ferguson. Now, I don't have a radio downstairs, so I don't know if I could get it downstairs without any interference or not. But up here, I'm getting it clear at all times, so... depending on where you are, where you're at, you know, what community you're in right now, especially driving, I know you probably could get it better than you would in, you know, unless you're living in certain areas like Ferguson, Cool Valley, Normandy, maybe Paisdale. You probably could get it in your house, but
I live in Jennings. You think I'd be able to get it?
I don't know. You know what? For some reason, Jennings, when I'm driving in Jennings sometimes, like certain areas in Jennings, I have a problem getting it. And I don't know why. But, like I said, I don't know why. I don't understand. But once we're getting everything completed, you should be able to get it in Jennings.
Okay, then. Also, I want to know, will you be able to get it on the internet?
Yes, that's something I'm working on now, to be where you can get it on if you have Apple or Google. So that's something prayerfully I'm hoping that I can have it either before or around the time we get it complete with the other work being done.
Okay. Well, I pray that all go well. I know it will.
Well, thank you.
Looking forward to hearing it, and prayerfully after you get the new system up. Well, I'm going to turn on. I'm still planning to turn it on because I do have a radio in my room that I can turn it to, but I've kind of forgotten how to turn my car. My car is kind of fairly new, and I think I turned off something. I don't know what I'm doing with it, but I will get it in my house.
Okay, yeah. But, yeah, so that's 97.5 in your car.
Yeah,
well,
I haven't written down. I haven't written down. But I want to also, I need the number repeated again.
Okay, sure.
Just one moment, because every time you all got ready to say it, I didn't have a pencil or I was trying to turn it to where I put my numbers in my phone. Okay, I'm ready.
It's area code 314.
Mm-hmm.
600.
600.
05.
05.
64.
Okay, 64.
And that's that same number is for PayPal or Zelle.
Okay, then.
Unfortunately, our bank doesn't do Cash App, but because of some problems they've had, so the bank that the ministry deals with, PNC, they don't do Cash App, so that's why I don't have a Cash App account for the ministry.
All right, then. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for everything.
Well, thank you. Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for participating, and we pray God's blessing over your life, too, for being a sponsor and supporter of KWAP.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless.
God bless you.
And Pastor Catherine, thank you so much for being a good co-host tonight. Very good question. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. I don't want to tell people something that's not true. And I'm, like I say, when I drive, I have a station on, and you know, sometimes you get frustrated because once you get to a certain point, you know, it's going to be in and out. So, but I'm just thankful and I praise God for victory over that. But different areas you can get it. It's just that, you know, you have to be prepared to maybe lose the signal depending on how far you're going out, you know, right now anyway. And like I said, there was some interference from some stations further out in Missouri. And probably part of it is because of not being on the right frequency and, again, the antenna situation as well as the height and everything. So that's going to all improve the overall station period. And you'll be able to consistently get the station at all times in, you know, certain areas. So that's what I'm mainly looking forward to.
Amen. That sounds good. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Amen. Anyone else? You can press your number one key. We see you, Pastor Price, about to open up your line. But just want to make sure if anyone has any questions, any comments, you want to encourage the man of God. Amen. I think he preached a little bit tonight. We're really going to hear him preach next week. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Pastor Price, we're going to open up your line. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle, and I just thank God again for tonight and for the elder tonight for being for us being able to be in the program and to listen. I just tonight I just enjoy listening again. I listen again. I'm to be honest. I said I'm gonna just relax and listen and I started going in there to do my dishes. It made me real comfortable doing my dishes, getting everything down in the kitchen and just enjoying and listening to the things that are just a blessing. It's just a blessing. We talk about, used to say the old people used to say, and I'm one of them now, the people, not, I don't claim the old, we're just middle-aged. Even if we're over 70 years old, we're just middle-aged because the days of our years, if they're 120, then middle age is 60. So anything between 60 and 90 is middle age. Glory to God. But I used to hear the older people say, and they used to say, I'm going to run on and see how the end's going to be. And one of the things I'm just excited about is what God is doing in your life. I'm down here in Memphis. Can that signal reach all the way down here to Memphis? Is there any way we can get that signal? Or how do you get a signal that's not in the same state?
When we get it online, when we get the app up, we're gonna have we'll have an app on Apple as well as for Android, and you'll be able to get it on the app or online. So that will come up soon. That will be available soon. Have you heard of Clarksville, Mississippi?
Oh yeah, that's where. Hey, you just got the phone with my sister, and my mama. That's where our family's from, Cahoma County, down there by Clarksville, Mississippi. Yes.
We have right now a construction permit for a 9,000-watt FM station in Clarksville that'll reach up toward Memphis, according to the information. But we have to wait and see if the FCC is going to let us do both. So, but
That is an awesome blessing. I'm just excited about what God is doing, and I'm looking and just excited. I can remember, and I thank the blood of Jesus over what I'm saying because I know it's going out on the airway. I can remember that the Lord has spoken to my heart many years ago. And I still have not quite been obedient to it. I start it, but then I don't continue on it. And I don't. I still am asking God. And I said, well, I'm gonna just say that many years ago, the Lord said that I want you to be on. He said, I'm gonna have you on television, Helen. He said that one. This has been many years ago. He said, but I want you on radio first. So several years ago, I don't know if my sister got on first or her friend, Minister Kiva, but I got on getting radio. So I said, okay, I'll fulfill my charge. Now I got on radio. So I got my own radio, but I very rarely even do any broadcasting on it. I very rarely do any, even though I have a lot of things, but I very rarely do any broadcasting on my station that I have on Get 'Em. Not on Get 'Em, on Blog Talk Radio. Not Get 'Em, but Blog Talk Radio. And so
okay.
I thought about you with your program there. I said, Lord, well, if there's anything or any part that you would have for me in this, then Lord, you make it happen if that's what you want. And so I just wanted to put that out there. I preach the blood of Jesus around it. And I just said, Lord, because I want to be obedient to him. You know, I know the
right.
time is getting a short blessing
okay.
my heart, the Lord does. And so he would tell me, he said, now don't worry about, you know, somebody coming and taking your work, and some may be doing that. Somebody may be getting rich off some of those things that I've been putting up there. But yet, still, I do it as a seed. You know, I do it as a seed. I think about when Martin Luther, back in the 1500s, when he put those nine and took it and nailed it to the door, those nine things, thesis, or whatever they call it, to the door. And those people are still reading those now. There were Bibles that he began to make that are still, people are still appreciating them. And so what God has me to do right now is that to continue to work all as yet day. Because the night will come when no man can work. I had one last thing I was thinking about last night. The Lord had been ministering about our inheritance, about the inheritance that he has given us through Jesus Christ. And that's what I put on my Facebook page last night. But there was something I didn't know how quite to do to quickly, we have a Zoom call that we do it on, and we record every week. But how recording something Zoom to put it with a slide to get it on YouTube, it was escaping me because I can do little ones, like 1 and 2 minutes. I do, you know, 10, 15 second videos or do 1 minute videos, 5 minute videos. But one that would be about 48 minutes, unless I was making it look and I didn't know how to do it. And then today, just today, he showed me how to do it and how to do it in a quick and concise. It was a matter of me converting. Hallelujah. It was a matter of me. I kept on putting, I'll tell you this now, get off. I kept on putting that, like it was, I would see 48 minutes, all right, 48 minutes. And so I would try to put it on my PowerPoint. The PowerPoint is 48 minutes. And then the Holy Spirit said to me today, you got to multiply 48 by 60 to get the minutes. So it came up to 2,000 and some minutes. I put it in there, and it came out perfectly. On PowerPoint, that's what he wanted me to make it was on PowerPoint, because I do a lot of my work on PowerPoint. And so it came out, and I was able to put it up, to get it up, and then somebody just contacted me tonight in the text. It may not ever be. But I said, Lord, I want to be obedient. Or else I just need to go and be faithful with that 15-minute one. I have a 15. I don't have a 2 hours like Apostle does, but I have 15 minutes. And I can go from 15 to 30 minutes. I have really about 30 minutes that I can go on. And that's a lot of minutes on the Blog Talk Radio that I can go on. But I just said, I just thank God. But I'm still excited. I'm still praying about a certain seed concerning you, and I'm thanking God for that seed in advance, and I just praise God. So I just said I thank God. So I'm thanking God for you. I'm listening to all that you're saying, and I'm just excited. I'm just excited. So I'm sorry. I've gone a little bit. A little bit talkative tonight because I got excited about hearing you and then also about being able to post something else from our services that we have on Wednesday. So God bless you.
Okay.
And I just ask you, I'm going to ask your prayers tonight. I'm going to ask you if you'll pray for me before we go off tonight. Glory to God.
Okay, sure. Okay. Pastor Price, right?
Yes. Hello.
Okay. And you're in Memphis, you said? Oh, okay, okay. See,
I have been in Los Angeles, but I've been out here in Memphis now for about 11 years.
Okay, okay. Now, were you the one, I have written it down and I don't know where I put it, that gave me your, that told me last week, somebody told me that they were on YouTube at a program
that's
on YouTube.
Me. That's
okay.
Me. That's
so
me.
That's why it kept coming up in Memphis, and I thought I had the wrong person because I didn't know you were in Memphis. I was thinking you were in St. Louis. So, all right. So I'm gonna have to try to find you again then on YouTube then.
It's under Pastor Helen McCoy Price.
Okay.
And
Price,
thank God that I give him glory. All right. I'm going to go back on you while you pray.
Okay. All right. Father God, we just thank you for Pastor Price and the work that she's doing and what you have given her to do. Pray that she would be obedient and do exactly what you called her to do, that she would know that she can do it and be faithful in doing it. And Father God, we know that that's probably going to open up many doors for her, and I thank you for it. I believe it, and I receive right now that you are wanting to bless her in a way that she hasn't been blessed before. Thank you, Father, for that. Father God, give her strength, encourage her, and let her know that she can do all things through you. And Father God, we pray that we'll be able to see the great manifestation of what you would do through her and how your people will be blessed and how that she would grow even more and more. And we thank you for it, and we pray that she would just continually not give up, continually be faithful, continually to believe and trust in you and what you say, because that's the only thing that's going to help her to be all that she should be in you. And we thank you for it, Father God. We thank you for sending all the help that she needs. We thank you for giving her all the information that she needs. And, Father God, we thank you for giving her favor, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. And we come to give you the praise and glory. And we look for a praise report. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed evening. God bless. Going back on mute.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Price. Amen. Well, I don't see any other number one keys pressed, even though people are still here. Amen. You still have some time, so if you'd like to press your number one key, and I'm going to go ahead and we're going to pray the prayer of salvation and tell you what's going on Get 'Em Radio. In our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. So I will be back in a moment. And then when we come back, I'll check to see if anyone pressed their number one key. And then Elder Gerando, just, prepare yourself for closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. I just, I see so many, some people on tonight, but I just wanted to say, I'll do a quick shout out to some people that I can recognize your number. Sister Beatrice, it's good to see you tonight. Praise God with us. Sister Debbie, good to see you tonight. Amen. And Minister Rachel, praise God. But shout out to all of you tonight. Amen. Good to see you tonight. Amen. Okay. So, glory to God. When you were talking earlier, Elder Gerando, and you were saying that the harvest field is white, for the past 2 days, the Lord has allowed, has opened the door for people to get saved through me. Hallelujah. That, you know, he had me to speak with them. Yesterday I was getting my a new tire put on the car. That's a whole wonderful testimony. But we were having a tire put on. Part of the testimony is we paid half price for the tire because we had a warranty. And the tire is like about 4 or 5 years old. So we thank God for that. And the young man who put the tire on, you know, he and I were talking. And, you know, I asked him if he wanted prayer for anything. And he was telling me that he just had a baby within the past couple of weeks. So, you know, we started talking and everything. And one thing went to another thing. And the Lord said to ask him about his relationship with the Lord. Well, he says, you know, he prays all the time. And, you know, he couldn't do anything that he's doing without Jesus. But he wasn't quite too sure if he was saved. And so right there, we prayed the prayer of salvation. And he was a happy young man. Amen. And then today, mom's physical therapist came over. This may or may not be his last time coming here, but you know, we have had a lot to do with mom and preparing her today, and you know, getting her in the wheelchair, getting her ready to meet with him, and all that. And excuse me, we needed a little rest by the time he got there. And so, anyway, he was getting ready to leave, and the Lord just kind of touched my heart, and he's like, so you're going to let him leave like that for him or anything? And he was already out the door, and I got up and went down the hallway. I was like, hey, John, you know what? Do you need prayer for anything? And so, you know, and God knows the harvest field is white. You know, it's just white. And so I just ended up walking him to the elevator. And he said that he was saved. He grew up in a saved family. And, you know, I have a question when people say, yeah, I'm saved. And I said, well, how do you know? And he said, oh, yeah, I've been saved all my life. And when people say, yeah, I've been saved all my life, I know that, you know, I don't deny that they are not saved. I don't say, nah, you ain't saved. No, I don't say that. I said, well, that's great. Let's pray a prayer together. And so then we pray the prayer of salvation together because, you know, hopefully all of us do know that we weren't born saved. That's why we need to be born again. Hallelujah. So, you know, and he was looking at his parents who were saved, and he grew up in a Christian household, which was wonderful. And so he prayed the prayer of salvation right at the elevator, and then he went on. Hallelujah. So, I mean, two days, God is making those opportunities for us, you know, even if we're in need of rest, you know, if he opens up the door, it doesn't even take that long to walk through the door so that someone can have eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God loves us so much. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So this relationship with the Lord is a love thing. This is a love thing so much. You know, there's a saying that goes, he loves you just the way that you are, and he loves you enough not to leave you that way. So the Lord loves us so much. And, you know, I thought about my tire blowing out, and I didn't get hurt. Nobody got hurt around me or anything. It could have blown out on the highway, but it blew out on a side street. And so God allowed different circumstances and situations to come up because that young man, to give that young man an opportunity to receive Jesus as his Lord and Savior. His name is D. So we thank God that God just loves us so much. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is choosing to believe that Jesus is who he says he is, that God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Repeat this prayer if your testimony is you've been saved all your life. Let's repeat this prayer after me. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, yes, go ahead and repeat the prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know that I'm saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. And I hear you, Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom. Thank you so much for helping me out. Amen. And so if you prayed that prayer for the first time, yes, you are born again. You are saved. I know it was very easy. So simple. Here's the thing. Jesus did all the work. Amen. He did all the work. And so our part is just to believe and receive. Hallelujah. And you've done that today. So we want to thank God for you and welcome you into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. And when you leave here, when your body wears out, when you leave this earth, you will go straight into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And so we want to pray for you. Lord, we just thank you for them right now, for all the ones who have prayed the prayer of salvation, whether they prayed it today and today in this time, is April 20th, 2023. But if you have prayed this prayer in the year 2055, you are still saved. You are still born again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we pray right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing and with power. Power to live right, power to talk right, power to do right. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And even power to pray in your heavenly language. Hallelujah. Out of the belly flows rivers of living water. Let those rivers of living water flow from their belly right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And so now we want to invite you to learn and to grow. You know, once you get born again, that's a great thing. That means that you're it's kind of like you just got your ticket to heaven. Amen. But still, we have to deal with here and now. And what the Lord would have you to do is to grow here and now. He wants to show us some things right here, right now, while we're still here on the earth. The by and by is going to come, but he wants to show us some things, teach us some things, have us learn more about him right here and right now. And so what the Lord has done with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts is he's put together this family of broadcasts to help us learn and grow together. Glory to God. Amen. So the way that you can be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, we have one phone number, and that phone number is 516-418-5699. That, once again, 516-418-5699. And from that number, you can listen to all of our broadcasts as they air, and also you can be a part of the conversation. Hallelujah. So every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. I will, Lord willing, be preaching on this Sunday. Hallelujah. And then the Sunday after that, which is the fifth Sunday of the month, we should have Pastor Price and her church will be our guest church. Amen. The Memphis Covenant Faith. Hallelujah. And so we'll have Minister Joy and Minister Amber as well ministering on that day. So we're looking forward to that. Now, on Monday, we have our Bible teaching. Our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, we have our prayer time. That's our prayer time. We call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Four people volunteer to pray in tongues about 15 minutes at a time. And then after they finish, we have interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. It is just awesome. Amen. So join us every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesday. Now, we have two broadcasts. One is on the second Wednesday of the month. The other is the fourth Wednesday of the month. And so we've already finished the one, the second Wednesday of the month, and that's our healing service. That was last Wednesday, not yesterday, but the Wednesday before that. And it's called Prophetic Healing with Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. The next one that we will have, the next healing service, so mark your calendar now, set your cell phone alarm for Wednesday, May the 10th. Wednesday, May the 10th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. I think I said that right, on May the 10th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. If I recall clearly, there were six healings on this past Wednesday. God was healing, healing, healing. Amen. So make sure that if you're in need of healing, hallelujah, a family member, let them know about it. But that's the next time we're going to have our healing service, prophetic healing. Now, on this Wednesday coming up, and that's the 26th of April, that's the fourth Wednesday in April, We have our newest broadcast, newest part of the family, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and it's called Anointed Pandemic Baby. And in case you didn't know, these babies are very special. The Lord keeps highlighting these babies. It's a blessing for them to be here on the earth. They could have, could not have been here. Pandemic. Hallelujah. They also might have been aborted, but they are here. Glory to God. And God has some special things that he's doing in them, to them, and through them. So join us on April the 26th, that's Wednesday, April 26th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And then we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be spending our last Thursday with Elder Gerondo, and he's going to bring the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, all of these years, he's been steeped in the word. God has given him the word. Hallelujah. And so he's going to share the word with us on next Thursday and preach the word. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Don't miss it. I know it's going to be a good word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And we're opening the line now. I don't see anyone else who has their number one key pressed. So we'll have Elder Gerondo give us closing remarks and closing prayer.
Praise God. Man, what some awesome broadcast. Now, I was wanting to hear Wednesdays, and I'm at work that time. I wanted to hear the broadcast that went on yesterday, but I'm praying that I get a headset or a new phone or something where I can do my work and listen to it. So, but I am so happy to have heard the comments tonight and the questions, and hopefully I was able to answer everything that people wanted to know. There's one thing I just thought about. Who was it last week? Someone told me that they, I believe, wanted a Thomas Nelson Open Bible. If you can press your one key and let Prophet know who you are, and we'll get it to her, and she'll get it to you. I have a new hardback Thomas Nelson Open Bible. So whoever you were that mentioned it, you're still listening.
That's me. That's Helen Price. That was me.
Okay.
We'll get it.
Something saying. Okay.
Say it again, Apostle.
We'll get it to Prophet, and she'll get it to you. How's that?
That's a great blessing. Thank you so much. It was Thompson Reference Chain Bible, right?
Now, Thomas Nelson Open Bible?
Not the Reference Chain Bible?
No. Remember I was talking about the Thomas Nelson Bible that I had? From a gift from the 20...
From someone, thought it was, I know Thomas, I thought it was the Thompson, Thomas Reference Chain Bible. But I'll receive the Open Bible too. That's all right. It gets you popular. I'll receive it.
Okay. All right, we'll get it to her then.
Okay, it was me that you were talking about it with.
Thank you. God bless.
You're
welcome.
All right.
God bless.
Are
you saying something
about this? No, I'm not saying anything. Your line sounds a little, I don't know, like wind is blowing through it or something.
But I hear the choppiness of it. Yeah. I'm going to go back on mute.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you all so much.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Amen.
So I'm just thankful to be able to be a part and share the ministry, what the Lord is doing. And I want to encourage you to use your gifts and what God has given you to do. And there is certainly a great need out there right now for folks to be ministered to and talked to. You know, sometimes it's just, you know, we have to not be scared, not be afraid. And what the Lord gave me a challenge probably when I was working for the state of Missouri. There were some people there that weren't saved that just really was like really, really bad, you know, out there. And the Lord said, you know, anybody can talk to, you know, we, me and the Lord, we have a discussion. Anybody can talk to somebody that treats you nice, right? But
right.
What about the ones that, what about the ones that are out there that ain't looking so good, that look mean, that sound mean, that act mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my challenge. And do you know in ministering and talking to some of those people, those coworkers, some of them had family members that were saved or in the ministry, and they just weren't. And like you said, God will give you an opportunity to minister to them and tell them about Christ. And you'd be surprised what you learn just by allowing God to use you and speak to people. So if it's a radio broadcast that you're supposed to be doing, then do that. If it's just going out and talking and meeting people at the park or the grocery store and saying hi, and you never know how the Holy Spirit will lead you and what to say and how to treat people and how to talk to folks. Because a lot of people are looking for help. You know, people, suicide is a very big issue out there. That's another thing that we're going to have information on, to help folks to avoid those kind of things in life where they're going through the depressions. And I'm telling you, with all that's going on in the world today, we need to make sure that we're doing all that what the Lord has given us to do. To see a young girl, 6 years old, shot in the side of her face today, I believe that was in North Carolina, and then the father shooting at the person the next, because the ball, basketball rolled in her neighbor's yard. And then the father came out shooting, and he's in serious condition. So it's just, you know, a person driving up, young man driving in the wrong driveway and getting shot, paralyzed. You know, there's just so much stuff going on that we need to make sure that we're doing our part to make sure that I was on the Metrolink yesterday, Prophet, and I just heard, you know, there's a lot of people out there, false teachers saying stuff. You know, then they how are you going to talk about the Bible and talk about the Lord and don't want to call him Jesus because ain't no J in Hebrew. Yeah,
we've heard.
You know, and then you cussing and talking about. Well, folks need to be saved. We all must, you know, we need folks to hear the truth. And so that's what I want to do. I want to put forth programming and people that love God and that are willing to do and say what he say do. And so this is the opportunity that we're going to present to some here for this place in St. Louis. And then if you're interested in broadcasting, we're going to, again, make sure that we get the station online where you can hear the program and hear what it's like and see if that's something you want to do. And we will talk about doing that as well. But I just want to, again, say there is a need. We don't pressure anybody. There, you know, there are some that have come forth with what they said they were going to do, and we're going to go ahead by faith and do what God has called us to do to get, you know, what we need. But we would love to have the support and help of those. Again, this is a nonprofit, and so your donations will be tax deductible, whether it's this time or, you know, any other time throughout the year you decide to support the station. And again, we want to acknowledge all those who support us and support the station. Right now, it's through Zelle and PayPal. You can use the phone number, area code 314-600-0564. Again, that's 314-600-0564. Pray about it. Ask the Lord about doing that. I encourage you to pray and see what the Lord say about it. You know, I tell folks pray about everything. Nonprofit, this is not part of the program, but I think now, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think if more women prayed about the man, I'm talking about born-again believers, if more women prayed about the man that's coming up to them and asking them to be their wives, if they prayed about it, I believe a lot of them wouldn't have said yes or won't say yes. If they prayed about it. So we want to make sure that we are providing information and the truth now.
Yeah.
That's just Elder Thompson right now. That's just Elder Thompson.
Amen.
That's just Elder Thompson. Because we want to see our people blessed, and we don't want to see us, you know, the Lord gave me one of the programs he gave me, Relationships Matter. He gave me that name. And unfortunately, you can't share everything that you want to do with folks. Sometimes I'm talking about even, and sad to say, sometimes in the church you have to keep stuff, you know, somebody's doing the same thing you do. You can't tell everybody. You have to learn to get someone you can trust that will be with you and pray for you, pray with you, pray about what you're doing. And I was sharing some information with someone. Say that again. I'm sorry you broke up. I didn't hear you good.
Oh, I said, and not be jealous when you tell people.
Right. You know,
and we, you know what, we are closing, Elder. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry, but I want to say I'm thankful and grateful for the opportunity to been a part. It seemed like these three Thursdays and went by kind of quick. But relationships does matter. That was one of the first things he gave me about relationships matter. And that's whether it's a relationship with a friend, relationship with someone you're trying to be a spouse with, a relationship with someone in church. You know, you want to make sure you're not fellowshipping with the wrong kind of people. It's okay to minister to somebody, but if somebody's not saved, you don't need to be fellowshipping with them. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Being unequally yoked.
If they're not saved, yeah, if they're not saved, you know, so relationships. Say that again. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. If they're not saved, help them to get saved. Hallelujah.
You know what? And some of them don't want to be saved, so what does that tell you? That you need to keep on moving. That's not the relationship you're supposed to be in or be a part of. But anyway, prayerfully and hopefully, the information that we need to help us stay saved and to grow and to minister to others that aren't saved and those that have backslidden will be available on KWAP. And I'm not saying that this is the only station. No way. I wouldn't say that. this is the only Christian station that that kind of information is available on, but we want to do our part to make sure that everything is the way it should be. So your support is needed. Your support, whether it's prayers and finances especially, donations are helpful. And, you know, you might not be able to, but you might know someone that can. You can invite them to be a sponsor. And, again, if you sponsor a donation, you know, and you don't mind if we mention you as a sponsor, you could text your name, day and month of birth, and we will salute you on your birthday. Pastor has a birthday coming up May the 28th. I know that day now. And so we want to be, you know, others be like her, and we can mention you on your birthday or your anniversary and any other special day, graduation or whatever it might be. But we would, you know, encourage you to pray for us and to be a participant financially if you're capable and able to do that. And I heard somebody say pray, and that's if you don't have a seed, pray and ask God to give you the seed. Pray and ask God if it's for you to give now, you know, and I'm okay with that too, because I trust that the Lord will give you whatever it is that you need to do. So I'm thankful again. I want to thank you again, Apostle, for being a blessing, and the Holy Spirit asking you about putting in your heart about me being a part of the April broadcast. And I'm looking forward to proud of being a proud family member of God in the Ministry broadcast and support and helping as well in ways that I can. And so I look forward to that. And I thank God for all of you who have been calling and asking questions, God bless. I'm like you. When Pastor Mom was speaking before she got off the phone tonight, seemed like she was like a 40-something, 50-year-old woman with a lot of energy and strength in her conversation, you know. So that's, I mean, that's nothing but God. You know what? And God knows every need, everything that's going on in our lives. And so that's another thing, having him as our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ in our life, and us worshiping and us being prayerful and having that relationship like we should. Man, he got up, you know, your friends sometimes, you might ask them for some help or want to do something or go somewhere. Oh, I got you. But God got you. God got us. They may let us down, but the Lord, he would never let us down.
Never.
He won't leave us or forsake us. He won't, you know, kick us to the curb. You know, Donnie McClurkin, I love that song. He sings, "We fall down, but we get up. And we can get back up because the Lord is standing right there waiting to help us up, help us to get up, help us to do better." And if we want all that we want in him, he's there to provide it for us. And so I just love this walk with this relationship, this walk with him, and the opportunity to meet more and more people like you and the ministry that's those that are part of the ministry, that means a whole lot. As we come together and band as one, then we can do what the scriptures, what the word says, where two or three are gathered together.
Yeah, and there he is. He's in the midst.
He's where?
In the midst.
He's in the midst. God in the midst.
Yes.
Get him. He's there. So we thank God for we thank God for the ministry, and I thank God for you. And my desire and prayer is that what visions you have that God would even bless you even more. Again, I want to congratulate you and compliment you on Get'em and the operation and what I've seen and things that you've even told me about that I didn't know. So I thank God for you. So it's getting close to go time to go, so we will be in prayer.
Yes.
I don't know. Was it Pastor
gonna
Price?
Was
it Pastor Price that wanted, I can't remember, somebody asked to be mentioned in the closing prayer. Do you remember which person that was?
No.
I believe it was.
But you,
I believe it was Pastor
prayed.
Price, but
okay.
I did. Okay, but anyway, Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity to come before you and to share and be a part of Get'em Ministry. We thank you for Apostle Barbara Kizzee and all those that are a part of the ministry and the workers of the ministry. We thank you for Pastor Mom, and we thank you for all the other pastors and those that are involved. We thank you for all the listeners. We thank you for the 10 years that you've blessed to be a part of the radio blog. And we even thank you, Father, believing by faith that there's going to be some television involved in it. And we give you praise for it, and we thank you right now. I thank you for being allowed to meet her and some of the workers in the ministry years ago, Father God. I thank you for even the person that brought me to the place where they were carrying on the healing prayer that night, that Tuesday night, Father God. And I thank you for meeting her and years later, her being a blessing and inviting me to be a part of the ministry. Now, God, we thank you for all those that are workers and helpers, all those that are standing before you with prayer requests. We know some things are private, but, Father God, we know that all things are done through you. And we pray whatever the need, whether it's natural, whether it's spiritual, whether it's financial, whether it's health and healing, Father God, that you would bless each and every one that participated and have a need tonight. And God, we need you to do all that you said you would do for us, and so that we can be a witness and a testimony to others. And Father God, we thank you for even Apostle being used in her tired body, Father God. We pray that you would give her strength, Father God, to do, if it's 10 a day, that she would be able to minister and witness to those that will give their life for you. Bless Pastor Price and the work that she's doing and others as well, Pastor Mom. And we thank you for each one. I know I'm forgetting names, but, Lord, I trust you and believe that you will meet every need, Father God. Bless Pastor Mom and her body, Father God. Encourage her and strengthen her to more, Father God. Bless the church and the work that's going on there in East St. Louis. And we pray that you would continue to bless the broadcast, and that you would have on those that would continue to be a blessing to the ministry, and that it would grow even more and more. And we ask you to bless each and every one in their body, Father God, as they work and do the work in the vineyard, that you will meet every need, but meet every health need, meet every financial need. In Jesus' name, Father God, let everyone know that by faith that you can, that they can do all things through you by faith. And we pray to bless even Regeneration Outreach Center and KWAP and the needs of the radio station. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory. And Father God, we just love you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for leading and guiding us and protecting us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And thank you so much, Elder Gerondo. Amen. You have been such a blessing tonight. You have a blessed night. And just want to tell all of you, love you so much, everyone, and praying that we all have a blessed night's sleep. God bless you all.
God bless.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that, don't.